What shall be the end of these things? Where am I going? After I die, is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Will it be eternal? What shall be the end of these things? To die is gain. Why? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I'll walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. But oh, think of the multitudes today who have no hope. And they say, what's going to happen to me? And then I'll soon be dead. Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? What shall be the end of these things? Because men do not like the idea of death and judgment and eternal hell, they'll join up with any ism or cult who comes along and tells them there is no such place. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Paul says, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous woes enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. There were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately, secretly shall bring in damnable doctrines, even denying the Lord who taught them, and many shall follow their pernicious sneaky ways. We no longer believe in hell. Join us. We do not believe in a hell. Well, I don't care if everyone doesn't believe in it. I have a Bible that says 162 times in the New Testament that there is such a place, and I believe God. Let God be true and every man a liar. They laugh at the three-headed God, the Trinity. They make Jesus Christ inferior to the Father. You serpents, you generation of viper snakes, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? Furnace of fire.
A furnace of fire.
There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Well, you'd hate Jesus Christ.